Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. Glad you are here. I am a real estate investor. I am a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Really excited today. I've got somebody with me on the line. It's Keith Cullum. Keith is our Houston Member Services Director. He is also my local boss, and I am the best hire that he ever made. At least that's what I'm going to say, a story I'm going to stick with. Are you there, Keith?
I'm here. Great intro.
You bet. Hey, so one of the things that's really important that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited is that you want to learn from success. When I ask, hey, learn from other people's what? When I do the free workshops, usually people say, oh, learn from other people's mistakes. But if you spend all your time learning what doesn't work, when will you have time to learn what does? And so what I want to do for you today, you guys that are listening, what I want you to hear today is learn from success. Here's somebody that's been extremely successful in real estate. And I want to start out by talking about how Keith got started. Because here's the truth. Most of us are taught that there is a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. And it's this. It's you go to school and you study really hard so you can get into a good what? Good college or university. Then you're going to study really hard there so you can get a job with a good company that'll take care of you through your lifetime with a paycheck and then a retirement with things like 401ks and IRAs and all that kind of stuff. And so I want to start out with Keith. Just kind of Keith, actually first give us just a little bit of biographical history on you, and then I got a couple questions to ask about the map that you were using at that time.
Sure. Well, what you just covered right there pretty much covered a good portion of my life, doing things that everybody else is doing, following the same methods and typical goals that other people have, being more or less owned by my J-O-B, and that's really just kind of what I knew for a really long time. I went to school, did the school thing, got my degree. I really doubled down on the fallacy, if you will. School's great for some people or for a lot of people who know exactly what they're going to use it for, if that's their passion, if that's what they love to do in life. For me, I was doing it because that's what you're supposed to do. I basically went through 4 years, more than 4 years, actually, of college, not having any clue what I wanted to do. So here I am at the end of the day holding a piece of paper, not knowing what the heck to do or where to get started. So make a long story short, I ended up moving into the retail world and ended up working there for roughly 14 years, different capacities, things of that nature, big box retailers, things of that nature. And actually, it eventually got to the point where the money actually wasn't bad. The compensation wasn't bad. But what became more important to me through time was my time, the quality of life and things of that nature. And so eventually I started looking for a different alternative, to not so much make the same amount of money or make more money or just chase the dollar, which is what I had been doing. It was more along the lines of what is the right fit? What's going to give me some sort of purpose in what I'm doing? And what will give me the ability to actually live a life with good quality. So, talk to a lot of different people, make a long story short, obviously it ended up being real estate. And really what Dell talked about, what I heard come out of his mouth, was exactly what I was looking for. So hopefully that's not too much, but that's kind of a starting point for how I got going on that.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, but how did you hear about Lifestyles in the first place? Somebody you knew or just the radio or what?
Actually, it was a word of mouth referral. It's kind of strange in today's day and age of technology. It seems like the most quality referral still is word of mouth. That's extremely powerful still. And actually, I was at spring break 1 year. I was past 40. I was 43 now. I think I was in my late 30s. It was probably 5 years ago or so. And just taking inventory of where I was at, not knowing this is me not going in the direction I wanted to. So I started plotting out things I could do to get out of what I was doing, and started reading a bunch of books on different things, real estate being one of them, and started reading about wholesaling, actually. So when I got back from spring break, I started talking to some people around here. I just did some networking at local events, and met up with a wholesaler, actually, to talk about what is wholesaling and what is that, and some things that I'd read in the book that appealed to me somewhat. Found out pretty quickly throughout the course of the conversation that wholesaling is not what I was looking for. I was not looking for another full-time hustle, cutthroat type of endeavor. But she said, oh, well, what you're telling me sounds more along the lines of what Lifestyles Unlimited teaches, so you ought to check them out. So that's kind of where the whole thing hatched, and got myself into the office and watched free workshops, pretty much did the natural timeline of events to get started, right. Joined as a member as a life, you know, free workshop, went to the two-day, Dell just laid it down. I mean, just really, really inspired me that I needed to make a change, and here's how to do it.
Yeah, I remember that same thing. You go to the free workshop for you, those of you listening. You go to that free workshop. You get a 90-minute presentation, kind of here's how we, here are the five ways that real estate makes you money. Here are the principles that we use to run our business. And you have an opportunity to join, and we offer a discount at that free workshop. And then kind of the linchpin of the membership is that two-day class that Dell was teaching all the time at that time. With the shutdown, now we're doing that all virtually for the time being, which is really a plus. And you hear from people like David Fisher, other guys, who joined Lifestyles Unlimited just like Keith did, became multimillionaires, and now are giving back by teaching that two-day class, which teaches you everything you need to know from beginning to end on single family and multifamily to be able to go out and invest. Now, so you joined, and what was your first step after that? You went straight to single family, and how long did it take you to get your first house?
I joined around September of 2015 with the intent of bypassing single family altogether and just going straight into apartments. Uh-huh. Had the capital to do that, and that was the initial plan. So I spent my first few months after going through my education of moving into an acquisitional search.
Okay, and, great. Hold it right there. On the other side of the break, you're going to hear more from Keith Cullum, a guy who owns a lot of single family houses, had a lot of great things to share with you guys. Thanks so much. Hang on with us.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, I'm glad you're with me today. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. I want to encourage you, if you have not been one of our free workshops, go ahead and go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and you can sign up, either me or there's a couple other guys that teach the free workshop where you can find out all about Lifestyles Unlimited. And we are talking with Keith Cullum, who is our Member Services Director in Houston, also owns a bunch of houses, and joined Lifestyles Unlimited while working for a big box store. And Keith, one thing I wanted to back up, about how many hours were you working a week at that time?
A good week, I would say, would be 50 hours a week. That usually ranged anywhere from 50 to 60, give or take.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're working a lot of hours. You started looking for your very first house. Now, I don't know about you, but my first house, I was terrified. I mean, I was calling my mentor every day of the week, emailing him all the time because I didn't know anything about real estate. And that's kind of your, you didn't know anything about real estate either, did you, before you joined Lifestyles Unlimited?
I didn't know anything. I didn't know the first step. You know, you could have mentioned any terminology to me or any investor lingo, and I would have had no idea what you're talking about. So that when I got started, other than owning my own house, I had no knowledge whatsoever of investing.
So walk us through your first acquisition, the step by step.
Yeah. Well, to kind of summarize, I think where we got cut off leading into the last break was initially I was going to go straight into apartments and not do houses. But I ended up switching strategy there within the course of a few months because I could have bought my own small apartment. I say my own. It was me and some family members partnering up. But, you know, when I kept going through the numbers, I realized that, you know, buying my first small apartment, 20 or 30 units, whatever that would have been, it would not have thrown off enough cash flow for me to be able to leave my job in less than 2 years by my projections. And so I kind of had to reshuffle a little bit. You got to really prioritize what's most important to you because you can't have the best of everything on every investment. So you got to really kind of strategize and decide what's most important for you. And for me, you know, I'd hit the point of massive burnout. I knew that I needed to make a change sooner rather than later. And I really needed to make this happen in the course of 1 to 2 years. And I had to get it right. I really couldn't screw anything up. You know, if I had loved my job and loved what I was doing, I could have done the apartment and then, you know, made all the repositioning moves and whatnot, and then done a refinance or a sell in a few years, and then I would have been where I needed to be. But I couldn't wait that long. I needed to get things in the mix a little faster than that. So then I decided to just go straight into single family to get faster cash flow, which is what single family does if done correctly. And so and I ended up purchasing house number one in March of 2016. You know, and actually it was an off-market deal. It was a non-MLS deal. So had the mentors help me out through that, as well as many subsequent properties of mine. The agents were extremely helpful. You know, really just a team of professionals that could really put multiple sets of eyes on what I was doing, making sure that I wasn't, you know, making any unintended mishaps throughout the process. And, you know, once you get that first one under your belt, you realize just how, you know, straightforward and practical this process really is. The old cliche, how do you bite an elephant one, you know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And that's really how this process looks too. So, you know, once you get the ball rolling, you know, you just got to really kind of stay on that momentum. And that's what we did. I mean, that's what I did. We went through and bought multiple properties that first year. I think it was 12 or 13 our first year. And the second year we bought 6, 7, something of that nature.
Yeah, so pause right there for a second, because two things that stand out to me. One is what you just said about really straightforward process. But yeah, Real estate is simple. People are difficult. And Lifestyles Unlimited has set up an educational process. We're an education and mentoring group to help you overcome the difficult things that you or me or Keith would do in the process so that we're able to do what Keith just talked about. He retired from that job, that 60-hour-a-week job, in under 2 years, which is really amazing because what we teach is retire in 5 years or less. But he was kind of on a fast track. And as you heard him say, within 18 months, you had how many houses?
In the first 18 months, we're over 15 houses at that point. So we had ultimately houses. Made it to 23. We ultimately made it to 20 plus houses. So at that point, we were at 15 plus, picked up some more after that.
And that's one of the big fears people have about real estate. They say it's a full-time job. I can't do it. I have people come to the free workshop all the time, and they're joining. They've got high-powered jobs, busy jobs, and in 10 months, they have 10 houses. What is the secret? Well, I mean, you kind of alluded to it, that idea of having a team of people, because you're not out. You ever go out and swing a hammer and do plumbing and stuff like that on your houses?
I do not do that stuff for the sake of my house.
Because you're not a good handyman?
It wouldn't end well. I mean, I can screw some stuff on here and there, but yeah, I'm not going to be the best person to do that stuff, nor do I have the inclination to be honest with you.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we teach. I have a friend, he said, yeah, I had to sell my rent house because my wife got tired of me going out on the weekend and working on them. And I said, why are you doing that? You know, your goal is to be a real estate investor, not a handyman or a handywoman. And that's one of those things where what Dell said, real estate is simple. People are difficult. That's one of those things that do that make real estate difficult is they try to be a handyman. They try to mom and pop it, which ultimately leads to not good work. Anytime I've tried to do that, I've always had to hire somebody afterwards to go and clean up my mess. So you got through your first house, got through the first 18 months, And at what point did you leave your job?
I left my last employer June of 17. So pretty much came to Lifestyles almost instantly after that. And just fortunate they had a position for me here.
How long was it before you actually left that job? And then my question was going to be, what did that feel like? Because so people understand, the job you do at Lifestyles Unlimited is a little bit less than a full-time. I'm not sure you'd say it's part-time, but it's certainly not full-time either,
well,
right?
Technically, it's considered a full-time job, but, you know, when you're coming out of, which I think most people will consider themselves in a professional endeavor or something that's beyond entry level, what have you, I think, you know, 40 hours a week is just a myth now. It doesn't even exist unless, you know, you're hourly or something of that nature. But for salaried management professional type of jobs, I think 50 is the new 40. Most people tell me that's exactly right. So, you know. Yeah, doing that. I mean, coming over to Lifestyles and being able to provide the help for other people that I was needing at one point was great to be able to have that opportunity. You know, obviously I wasn't, as far as the pay, the W-2 pay and stuff like that is different, but, you know, that's not why I came here. That's not what we're here for. We're here to help people change their lives. And you got to have passion for what we do to help others, and just glad to be a part of that.
Great. Well, hey, pause right there. On the other side of the break, we're going to keep talking with Keith Cullum, Lifestyles member, real estate investor, and director of member services in Houston.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
A guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles. So he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. Glad you're with me today. We are talking to Keith Cullum, who is a member services director for the Houston office and a real estate investor who's had over 20 houses and has a lot of experience with real estate investing. Came into real estate investing with no experience at all, joined Lifestyles Unlimited, went out. And Keith, you were telling me when we were talking one time that you got to the point with your real estate investing that your passive income from real estate exceeded your expenses. So if you had no job tomorrow, you would be able to pay all your bills. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much where it's at. You know, I have enough income coming from my properties to where if something unforeseen happened, I was, you know, not getting W-2 regular revenue for whatever reason, then I would have something in place to pay for my, you know, all my bills, so to speak. But as far as discretionary piece, you know, I'm still building my portfolio. And that's pretty much, you know, that's what I tell everybody that asks me. I'm still building up. You know, I'm not where I want to be ultimately. And just like Del says, you know, life's a journey, not a destination. So I'm still working on my journey. I've still got a lot of things I need to do. And building up that level of cash flow is tops on my list. I mean, I ultimately, my goal is somewhere in the $20,000 a month range for cash flow. I mean, I don't know. It just sounds really good, to be honest with you. And I know that at $20,000 a month, if I can't live on $20,000 a month, and if that's not legacy building, then, man, you really need to check your expense structure, because that should cover everything and then some and then some. And, you know, set up to where that's just the way it is for the rest of my life. And it passes over to your family, your kids, things like that. And that's stuff I think about. So, you know, but yeah, as of right now, that's where it's at. I mean, I have enough in place to where if something happened, I'm covered. But, you know, still building this thing out.
That's awesome. And that's amazing. And that's what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited, is for people to be able to retire, to be able to have their expenses covered, and then to have those things covered that you want. The idea is to live the lifestyle that you want. And so when Keith talks about $20,000, that's the life, that's to live the lifestyle that he wants, that he desires to. And anybody that joins Lifestyles Unlimited, if you follow the map, you can get to a point where you're doing that. Through that two-day class, through the education that we provide, through the mentoring we provide, we can walk you through. The first time I ever heard about passive income, I was like, what is that? And my wife said, I don't know, but I think we need to find out. And so we joined Lifestyles and found out, and growing all along the way and learning things that I never knew before. Zig Ziglar said, you know, go as far as you can, and when you get there, you'll be able to see further to go. That's a rough translation of his quote, but that's the idea. You don't know how far you can go right now. As far as you can go, maybe you come to a free workshop and you get a vision of what the future can be for you by hearing from people, surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people like Keith. One of the big fears that people have is, how in the world will I lease my house? I'm going to build this house and I'm going to need to lease it to somebody. What if I can't rent the house? What would you say to that, Keith?
Well, it's funny because actually, you know, I have people that are in my family that have been around what I've been doing for years, and they still don't see it, I guess is the best way to say it. They don't trust the process. Obviously, they haven't gone through what I've gone through to learn it. But yeah, that's the first fear I think just about everybody has. What if I can't lease it? And I was talking to my brother, you know, a while back about this, and he goes, man, well, you know, if people stop paying, I mean, I can't afford a second mortgage. I said, do you think I can afford 23? I mean, it's not about you paying for the mortgage. It's about your resident paying the mortgage. And if you follow the set of best practices that we've put together over a 30-year time frame, then you won't have to encounter that. You know, there's an exception to every rule in life, so nothing is 100% guaranteed proof on every single thing. Have I had to evict a tenant? Yes, I have, or a resident, what we call them. I have, but, you know, if you look over the numbers, 95%+, I don't have those issues. So when people ask me that, I tell them, it's not, you can look it up, you don't have to take my word for it. America is a very heavy rental society. That's just how we are now. And a lot of some places more than others, obviously. But, you know, if you follow what we will teach you and we'll show you the steps, you won't have that problem. And if you do have that problem, we equip you with how to deal with it. And that's pretty much it. That's where I pretty much leave it off at, you know, because that's a rabbit hole you can take down pretty, you know, that can go quite a ways on that discussion. So.
Right. Yeah, actually, yeah, Keith, he came to the office one day. He said, hey, I've got to do an eviction. Do you want to come? And I said, yes. And that's the idea. Lifestyles, it's not just about getting education one-on-one, but it's surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people. I've said that like 100 times today. Sorry, I keep saying it. But that was a great fear I had. What if I had somebody that wouldn't pay? What will I do then? So I went with him, and all of a sudden, the fear went away. We went. The guy actually wasn't there, but he had left a giant ice chest full of crawfish that was so rotten. We kicked it open, and it's the first time I've ever spewed coffee out of my mouth. But so much of what we have is the fear of the unknown. And if you do real estate on your own, you have nobody to make the unknown known to you. And that is the biggest benefit that I've had from Lifestyles Unlimited, is having people that I can go to. Because when I did my first house, I'd wake up in the middle of the night worrying about something. I'd call my mentor the next morning, and because it was something I didn't know. And then he would make the unknown known to me. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, okay, cool. The fear is gone. Can you think of, Keith, a couple of instances where, as you've been going through this process, something was unknown to you, and then as you took the education, or maybe it's somebody that helped you along the way, where the unknown became known to you and that fear went away?
Yeah, I would say probably that picking up that first house is probably the one that comes to mind the quickest, because, again, it was an off-market deal, so there's certain things about wholesale deals that are different than your normal MLS type of transaction. So I was really wanting to make sure I didn't pick up anything with dark corners that I hadn't, you know, looked through. You know, I want to make sure I was doing everything that I needed to do, because I'd done enough. I had enough interactions and done enough research on wholesalers to know that, yes, there are a lot of good wholesalers out there, but there's also, you have to be really careful, and you have to know what you're doing, because there is, you know, unless something's changed, there is no fiduciary responsibility on wholesalers' part to, you know, be accurate. You know, they can just pretty much throw out whatever they want, and it's up to you to figure it out if that's right, true or not, their numbers. So, I use the mentoring for that. Actually, my agent was had done multiple wholesale deals. I mean, hundreds before that. So here's, talk about a wealth of knowledge. I mean, of course, now the agent's not my mentor, but when you put them both together with their experiences and what they tell you, a lot of the stuff they tell you is the same thing anyway, because they're experts. So, you know, that really helped me. And like I said, I think it's pretty common. Once you get house number one under your belt, you realize just how much you can do and how it's not such a time suck like people think it is. Just not that way. That's probably my biggest pet peeve, is when I try to get people to take action, and they're, because they can take action based on our conversation, and they use the "I don't have enough time" I don't have enough time to do it reason, and it's like, you've got to be kidding me. You do have time. We all have obligations. We all have commitments. We all have lives. Being married with a job is, you know, believe it or not, is not really a unique situation, and it just kind of it kind of takes me back on how many people think that that's like they're different because they're married with kids. Like, we all got that. You know, I was putting up 50, 60 hours a week, and I made time for it. And if I can do it, I know you can do it, because I'm not something super special here. You got to have a really strong why, or else it's not going to happen.
Absolutely. Hey, great. Hang with us through the break. We get to our last segment with Keith Cullum, owns over 20 houses, real estate investor. Glad you're with us today.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. This is David Ruzicka. I am a real estate investor. I also do the free workshops for Lifestyles Unlimited. Well, I'm one of the three guys that does the free workshops. And I want to invite you, if you have not been to one of our free workshops, maybe you've been putting that off for a while, you've just listened to the radio show, it's time to get moving on that. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com and go there. You can sign up. There'll be a couple, at least one or two this week. During that workshop, I'm going to share with you the five ways that we make money, how every dollar you put into real estate makes you money in five different ways. And that's why we don't lose money in real estate. We're also going to talk about, and I'm going to ask Keith about that in just a minute. Also, I will share with you the six principles that we use to provide for our families and run our businesses. And I'll share with you some case studies. You're basically hearing a case study right now with Keith. During that workshop, I'll share with you a couple of case studies. One was a guy that started out with $14,000 working for San Antonio. He was in the orchestra, whatever the San Antonio Orchestra is, I don't know, and was able to retire himself from that. I mean, I think he still loved doing that, but it was able to replace that income. Another one is a couple that had a little bit of real estate experience, because maybe you've had some real estate experience, you think you don't need Lifestyles. They increased their net worth by five times during retirement. They made more money in retirement than they had in all the previous years of their life because of the education they got from Lifestyles Unlimited. So go ahead and sign up for that free workshop. We're going to continue to talking with Keith Cullum, Director of Member Services here in Houston. Like I said before, my boss, also a really good guy who owns a lot of real estate and has done a tremendous job with his real estate investing. So, Keith, wanted to ask you, right now, of course, a lot of people are scared. They're saying, I'm going to sit on the sidelines because there's COVID or Wuhan or China virus, whatever you want to call it. There's the economy. The stock market is at an all-time high. Maybe it's going to crash. The election, is it really over? Is it not over? Who knows? All these things going on. What would you say to that? What do you think about the economy right now? What do you think about real estate investing right now?
I think it's a great time to jump in. I think it's a great time to continue to pick up properties. That's really, that really just echoes what Dell talks about as well. I mean, we've seen these, of course, not anything identical to what we're going through now, but we've been around for three decades. We've seen the ups and downs of everything. And doesn't matter how good times are or how bad times are, if somebody wants to come up with a reason not to do something, they'll come up with that reason. You've got to remove the fear, because we all had it. I had it. Even Dell had it. Dell talks about that in his two-day class. It's one of the best parts of the class, about how he tried to squirm his way out of doing a deal and taking action. That's a killer from people. A lot of people just cannot get themselves out of the mindset to do something different. There is always fear and unknown and things you haven't done before. But as far as and I'm just giving my opinion and nothing else, but based on what I'm seeing from our successful members, the savvy investors, the ones that know what's really going on, they're taking advantage of this right now, and they should. You know, supply and demand's still out there. People still need clean, safe, functional living space. We provide it at a professional level that's best product, best price, which separates us right away. You know, that need will not go away probably in my lifetime, I would think, where people need a place to live. And they would prefer it to be nice and clean, which is what our business model is, right. at a good price. So that is not, like David Fisher says, that is not a luxury. That is a necessity. People have to have it. So we provide it at a level which nobody else does. And that doesn't change at a time like now. It's still needed. So I've still seen great deals coming down the pipeline. Our agents are finding great deals. Our members are taking down good deals. And the smart ones are multiplying right now. And that's where I see it. I see it as a great time to buy real estate.
Yeah, between 2008-2010, that's when people were losing homes, and but they still have to have a place to live, so they got to have a place to rent. So if the market's doing well, if the economy's doing well, then there people need a place to live. If the economy's doing poorly, guess what? People still need a place to live. They have to have a place to live.
Yeah, that, and also people that really don't know as much about, I guess, the type of investing that we do. They're like, well, you know, and my wife's asked me this several times, actually. Well, in a time like this, doesn't the value of all of our properties go down? No, it doesn't. Actually, in some cases, it goes up. I'm doing a cash-out refi right now, my first one, and the appraisal came in $7,000 higher than I expected. Yeah, and that's just one house. But, I mean, the answer to that is no. If your house is still occupied, you're still cash flowing on it, why would your house value go down? I mean, you know, house values are based on comps, and the only way that's going to pull down is if houses start selling in your neighborhood or the area for lower prices, which is not the way it typically works.
That brings about a question. So let's say I live in an area where it's just a bad real estate market. Maybe I live in California or New York, which is very landlord unfriendly. Property values are through the roof. You really can't buy a single family house and cash flow it and have any help. What would you say to somebody who's in that kind of situation, or just even in a market in Texas? Maybe they're out in the middle of the country and there's not a lot of single family houses that you can rent and not a big pool of people to rent your property. What would you say to those people?
Well, to the people in the areas that are not landlord friendly and that the price is cost prohibitive to own and rent out, I would not buy real estate in those areas for what we teach, which is buy and hold cash flowing real estate.
Right.
I would invest elsewhere. We have something we'd say quite a bit: live where you want, invest where it makes sense. So doesn't mean you got to move if you like where you live. Just buy elsewhere. We have a lot of members, California members, East Coast as well, where stuff is quite expensive in some areas, and they buy properties outside of their areas. Sometimes, many times, that's in Texas, but not always. It just depends on where they've got that team. It's where the deal makes sense the most. I'm looking out of state right now as well for smaller multifamily. So, you know, you go where the deal makes sense. I mean, I've got properties, some of my houses here in Houston. Houston's a very large geographical area. I've got houses that are over an hour from where I live, but I don't care. I don't go out there very much. You know, property check once or twice a year. Everything else is sourced out. So I don't need to be getting in cars and driving places I don't need to be, unless there's a reason for me to go out there, which very, 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 very rarely. But now, as far as the being in the country type of thing, that's one thing actually that I recommend members look at in their areas, because tertiary markets and some of the submarkets across the United States are very, very good. It's untapped potential in some cases where, you know, people are there and they need rental, good, clean rental property, single family, what have you, or apartments,
right.
And there's just not the supply. So in some cases, our members identify that in time to go out there and provide that service with limited competition. So I would look at your tertiary markets as well. But if your state is just basically glaringly non-landlord friendly, buy somewhere else.
Yeah, and you can do that with Lifestyles Unlimited, because two big benefits right now of COVID is that we're doing everything virtual, and so you can do all the training online, still interactive, still face-to-face with mentors, things like that. And then you can have you can have a team in place in another place. Like, one of the things about Houston is people are pouring in, about Texas in general, people are pouring into Texas from New York and from California because of everything that's going on there right now. And so we do provide the framework for those kind of things to take place. I had Jody Carrillo on a couple of weeks ago. She's a mentor from San Antonio, and she has people from California that have never seen their houses in person. They bought them and had them and rehabbed them and took care of everything out of state, never got here. And so that is a real possibility. Hey, we just have a little bit of time left, about a minute or two. What is the future for you?
The future for me is multifamily. I just want to keep growing this thing up, working towards my goal, my ultimate income goal. And I also want to continue to, be able to free up more time for family stuff down the road. You know, it's one thing I'm battling now that I never thought I would battle is complacency, because what I have now is so much better than what I had just a couple of years ago. It's easy to stop and just think, man, this is fine. This is all I need. But, you know, that's the thing that, you know, Dell says what gets in the way of a great life is a good life. And that's 1,000% true, because sometimes you do have to re-kick yourself in the butt and get that second wave going. And that's kind of where I'm at. I need to get that second wave going and take it to the next level. And that's the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many houses do you have right now?
Right now, we're at 14 houses, 16 doors total. There's a duplex thrown in there and another unit. So 16 doors total. And one other thing to just throw in there really quick, you know, is we talk about cash flow a lot, but if you don't need the cash flow, you're already, you're used to living without the secondary source of income. So if you already got a good paying job or a job you like, stay there, continue to get cash flow from your properties, save it, and use it to invest in more properties. That's something that is also important to throw out there.
That's great. That's great. Thanks so much, Keith. We've been spending time with Keith Combe today, Lifestyles Unlimited Member Services Director in Houston. Glad you're with us. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, check everything out there, and sign up for the free workshop. See you next week.
Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.